So that's the focus of tonight, asking, you know, would young people vote if the voting age was lower than 16? And 75% of people here tonight said yes, which is really interesting. It's obviously an issue, and it's been talked about a lot more now because of what happened in Scotland and so on. So start with Tanya. Tanya, what's your view on that?
Yeah, I think the example of Scotland is really important. The fact that in the referendum, 16 and 17-year-olds were allowed to vote in Scotland has no small part to do with the vibrancy of the campaign and the fact that in Scotland there was a real excitement about it and a real rediscovery of what politics should really be about how people live their lives and how they relate to the structures above them and that support them. And so I think that the inclusion of 16 and 17-year-olds in the vote here would benefit all of us. It would benefit politicians as much as it would benefit you. And so I'd like to see it as soon as possible, yeah.
John Boyle, share Tanya's view. You're obviously a young political rep as well. Can I also ask, why get into politics? Why should a young person get into politics?
I agree with reducing the age down to 16. It gives youth a chance to make your voice heard. But regardless of what age, I am a politician that will listen to the youth and try my best to do what the youth want me to do. You should get involved. Like, it's to move things along economically and socially. It's your views and your heartfelt issues needs to move into politics for to drive Northern Ireland forward and away from divisive and maybe sectarian politics.
Okay, thank you, John. Tom Ellis, you've been in the game a long time. What's your view on this?
Yeah, I certainly never thought I would be in politics or an elected rep when I was 16 or even 18 or even 21. But that's how life moves on. Like I've said, in general, I have no major issue with reducing the age to 16. I really want to see more people with an interest in politics. And I think because there's a local assembly now, people are more interested in politics irrespective of their age, especially young people.
Are they turned off by politics?
They can't be turned off, that's my next point. And I'll tell you, because it's closer to them, because they have more access to the politicians, because they see more of it, I actually think that they think, or they say to themselves, well, look, what difference can I make? And they can't make a difference if they are in there. And that's why I would encourage as many to certainly become politically active and to get more interest in politics, because I think by and large, I would suggest the vast majority of people here don't know what we do on a daily basis. They don't know that there's probably only 5% of our discussions is ever around the constitutional issue. I know we were at Justice Committee today, and there was no constitutional issues talked. The committee was basically all about the day-to-day issues and about legislation.
So what a lot of people are saying, a lot of young people are saying, or all of you on the panel, arguing all the time. They watch the news in the evening and they see the parties of Stormont always at loggerheads, always complaining. And Phil Flanagan and Sean Linder here, they can come into this if they would wish. Surely you must understand that people are turned off by that.
Well, I think broadly, in fairness, when you're in politics, people call it arguing, people call it debating. We all have different policies.
It's turning it off.
Absolutely, but the fact is, unless you debate and stand up for your own policies, you're not going to get anywhere. If you're a Man United supporter, you're going to stand up for Man United. If you're a Liverpool supporter, you're going to stand up for Liverpool. If you're a Fermanagh GAA supporter, you're going to stand up for Fermanagh GAA. That's the reality of it. You are going to debate and argue your point on what you believe in and what you stand for yourself. So that's practical. I think people need to realise that. But behind the scenes, what we get on and do is the work that needs to run the country and make legislation, make policy.
Do you believe in Stormont's work, for example?
I believe Stormont could work a heck of a lot better. A huge lot better.
So it's not working.
It works in areas, yes. There are certain things that are done that wouldn't be done if it wasn't there, but it could work a lot better. Money could be much better spent and much better directed, especially in times of austerity.
Okay. Michelle, obviously we're talking about young people and so on. Do you share any of those views that we've already heard? Do you believe that young people are turned off by all the bickering and all that goes on?
I would imagine they are, and the Assembly can be a very confrontational and aggressive place to be. And I was elected to it when I was 28, and women in particular were treated appalling in the Assembly in the early days, appallingly. And when we were being jeered by Unionist parties, women from the Unionist parties were joining in, and the only reason we were getting abused was because we were women. So that was very disappointing. In terms of the question, I mean, it's been Sinn Féin policy for decades that we should all have the vote at 16. I believe you're engaged, you're interested, you're talking about it from a much earlier age. I did say at the Dungannon event, don't wait to be asked. If you are interested in politics, don't wait for somebody to ask you. To contact your local rep, whatever party you feel answers your beliefs best, talk to somebody and join a party. We have young people out canvassing with us every single night of the week. They're as young as 12 and 13. So don't wait to be asked. Get involved. Megan Byrne has very much championed this issue in the Assembly. And Phil, what age were you, Phil, when you first were elected? Okay, that's that. It's worth it. Of course you're younger than me, Jesus. You just look older. But young people have an opinion on things, on all issues that any of us have. We have issues, we have opinions on fracking, on EMA, on tuition fees, on health, on education, on transport. We can see tonight, because you're interested in all these issues, you do need to be involved. And I'm going to make a point, and maybe it's a wee bit provocative, but there aren't enough young people elected. There aren't enough parties willing to put young people into winnable seats. We have a situation now, there's a Westminster election coming up in the next couple of weeks. Look at the age profile of the parties. Look at the gender. I'm very interested to see that the gender in this room seems to be a wee bit in the majority of women. We have the largest political party in the north of Ireland is not running a single woman candidate. Now that is shocking. And our assembly, our political institutions, whatever they may be, need to reflect the society we come from. So that's all colours, all religions, all genders, all age groups, but abilities, all abilities and disabilities, we need to reflect the society that we come from. And if we have the largest party not run a single woman, look at the age profile of our candidates, it is disgraceful. And we need to involve all of you. You don't have to be Holly or Dara to be involved in politics. We all can be involved in politics. Make it your business and make sure we're listening to your voice.
Okay.